Phil Moss, morning. How are you?
I'm not sure how I follow that.
Yeah, Mossy. Mate, come home for a minute and look at what these two are. Mate, last year they had the bachelor plan for me. They were doing stuff behind my back. Now they're getting me roasted behind my back.
Mate, I'm telling you, you would be a big hit.
No, it's a shame you still didn't have the property. Was it Berrima? Yeah. Then we could get you on Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh,
well.
No, honestly.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I've missed these blokes so much. Hey, watch you go. Big hat on, overalls, my boots, steel cap boots. I'm a farmer, mate. I'm a farmer.
Straw coming out of the mouth.
Nah, toothpick. Yeah. Toothpick. I'm a farmer.
Speaking of the farm, just very quickly, I spent last weekend down at my stepdaughter's farm down at Yass, and I was on the motorbike, a 125, and I saw this hill, and I thought, oh, I could take this hill on. It was a bit rocky, rough.
What bike? What, not a quad bike? On a quad bike? Oh, 125. Yeah. Okay,
no, I was on a two-wheeler, and got halfway up, and all of a sudden, the bike was on top of me, and I was sliding back down the hill on my back.
A few grazes?
Mate, you're probably very lucky if you've only got a few grazes.
Up there, Clarky, and you know what they did? In honour of my bravery, they put a sign up, Mossy's Hill.
It's there to stay now, buddy.
Good. Good. All right, midweek Champions League. Oh, what a competition. Never disappoints, does it, Mossy? And a huge fallout. Bayern Munich, for mine, were absolutely hosed by that offside call against Real Madrid. Madrid, though, two late goals. They're through to yet another European final.
Well, two words, one name, Carlo Ancelotti. Honestly, the guy's a magician, a miracle worker. How he stays so calm. Like, I don't know if it's a duck and he's, you know, pedalling under the water or not, but I don't think I've seen a calmer human being in world sport ever when the pressure's on. But they found a way, Real Madrid. There's the specials at it. And, yeah, I agree with you. I think they were dudded with that offside call. I think at the very least the flag shouldn't have gone up. And you know, then the players wouldn't have reacted to the flag and then let the VAR do its job. But it is what it is, and you feel for Bayern. But, Real Madrid, you can't deny them. They stayed in the contest and found a way to get back in it and win it. And we've got a fantastic final coming up on the 2nd of June. But PSG, again, fell short. You know, they put so much into the Champions League and, you know, with who I think is the world's best player in Mbappe, just couldn't get the job done to get to the final. And I couldn't help but watch Real Madrid yesterday morning thinking, gee, now you're just going to throw Mbappe in there as well. Like, what's the next level for them? Incredible stuff.
Yeah, and just with the final, so Dortmund are $5, Madrid $1.58, the draw $4.25. It's Sunday, June 2, by the way. But early thoughts on the final?
Early thoughts, Real Madrid. I just think, you know, the final's at Wembley, so it's obviously neutral territory. But I just think the momentum that they built, don't forget they knocked Manchester City out as well. And they're just specials this time of that competition. And, I don't think it certainly won't be a walk in the park. It's a Champions League final, but yeah, I'd have my early money on Real Madrid, but obviously things can change between now and June 2.
Mossy, talking about the A-League, huge game tonight, Mariners, Sydney FC. Who do you like, buddy?
Well, I would have said Mariners. I'll still say Mariners, but not with any conviction. And that's only because of the travel they've had. You know, they only got back from Asia on, I think it was Wednesday. So they've only had really a day to recover. For the life of me, I can't understand why this game is the Friday night game and the other one is on the, when's the other one? Sunday. Hmm. So, you know, and that's Melbourne Victory and Wellington Phoenix. So why they couldn't have played Friday night and give the Mariners an extra couple of days to recover, I'll never know. But it is what it is, and the Mariners come out straight away and shown their attitude, which has got them so far this season to two trophies, and that is they're disappointed to hear that Joe Lolley is out for Sydney FC. They wanted Sydney FC to bring their best team to this two-league finals, and with Lolley out, that's a big blow for Sydney. At home, I think Sydney will probably get the result, but don't forget it's a two-league series, so they've got to go up to Gosford which isn't a happy hunting ground for Sydney FC next weekend. So Sydney FC probably to get over the line in a tight one tonight.
What about the Victory and Wellington game, mate?
Yeah, I think Victory will upset Wellington here, Loz. And the reason I say that, you know, they've sort of scratched their way into these, into where they are now. They finished the season third, so you can't balk at that. But they hadn't been in great form. But I think at home, after last week and getting the job done in the Melbourne Derby, I think they'll get the better of Wellington, probably mainly because of the week off for Wellington. You know, the week off sometimes just disrupts your momentum. Victory didn't have the week off. I still think Victory will get the job done tonight in the first one, and then I think Wellington will probably get the job done in the second one. So where that stands on aggregate, we'll have to wait and see.
Just some Matildas news as well, Mossy. Lydia Williams, gosh, she debuted back in 2005 and turns 36 next week, and her international career will come to a close after the Paris Games.
Yeah, magnificent. Always love to see a player go out on their terms. And I think Lydia's done that and she's deserved to do that. And, you know, I hope she gets some game time at the Olympics and goes out the way that would be befitting of her career. She's been wonderful. And that's not just on the field. She's been a great ambassador and a staunch sort of activist for better conditions for women's football in Australia. And I remember she was front and centre over a boycott of a game the Matildas had with the US national team at the time. The US national team was first in the world, and it was a big opportunity for the Matildas to go over there and get on a stage that would probably propel a lot of them to bigger and better careers. And she was front and centre around that boycott because they wanted to stand for something and leave a legacy. So full credit to Lydia, and wish her all the best at the Olympics and, of course, in the next stage of her life.
Mossy, listening to her speak the other day, I still feel like the financial side for women's football is still extremely concerning and not at a stage where I guess the players feel like they can do it full-time professionally, that they still need that full-time job and as much the security as anything else. Is that fair? Has it come a long way? And where are we? Is it on an even playing field, you reckon, with the men, or it's nowhere near there?
Yeah, nowhere near there, Clarkie. Yeah, okay. And, you know, there is a professional career for women in the game, but that's overseas.
Yeah,
you know, they have to go to Europe. But, you know, it's for players and coaches. I know coaches in the A-League women's competition that don't have a written contract that, you know, that they have to hold down three jobs just so they can coach in the A-League women's competition. That's not at all clubs, but a majority of them. So, yeah, there's still a long way to go, but we're certainly getting closer and we've made some real ground in the last sort of 3 or 4 years.
In the EPL, Mossy, the fight for the title still opened, Arsenal on Man City. I see Arsenal takes on Man United. Surely Man United can't beat Arsenal this weekend, can they?
Certainly not after going to Selhurst Park and losing 4-0 the other morning. And gee, Eric Ten Hag, he's under the pump at the moment. He's got Michael Owen and Wayne Rooney and those types calling for blood and his blood, calling for his head. They were scathing in their attack the other morning after the performance, the meek performance at Selhurst Park. And Jamie Carragher, the ex-Liverpool player, also came out and was really critical of the body language of the Manchester United players after the game. Anthony and Mason Mount walking around the pitch, you know, whispering behind their hand. He said that that's just a terrible look when you've just been dusted 4-0, and it's symptomatic of the lack of culture at the club. So, yeah, they're all over the place. They are absolutely nowhere, and I can't see anything other than an Arsenal win at Old Trafford. That's Monday, 1:30 a.m. The other game that's of real intrigue is down the other end of the table, Lodge. Burnley play Spurs. So they go to Spurs, Andrew Spurs, this weekend. They're 19th at the moment, but if they can win and Forest lose to Chelsea...
Just answer that, Mossy.
Sorry about that, boys. That's never good to have your computer hooked up to your phone. I just lost my train of thought there. Forest play Chelsea at home.
when you said computer linked up to your phone, how about daily
though? Trouble? You know, he just saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
Bang. Straight.
Didn't miss a ringtone, did he? Oh, no. Straight onto it.
Well, thankfully it's my wife's phone, so it's not mine. But anyway,
you carry two, don't you?
Unbelievable.
Mate, he's just trying to burn me again.
Yes.
Anyway, Forest. Forest go to Chelsea. They host Chelsea. So Chelsea beat Forest, and Burnley can beat Spurs. Which, in the form Spurs are in, look, I'm tipping Spurs, but in the form they're in, they're no givens to beat Burnley. Then it goes down to the last day of the season, where Burnley go to Forest for survival. So. It's at both ends of the competition. We've got incredible interest and everything to play for.
We've got also the Championship playoff semi-finals first leg, Norwich and Leeds. That's 9 o'clock Sunday night, and then West Brom and Southampton follows as well. Markets up for that as a tab also. But Mossy, give us a multi, something.
Right, I'm going to give you two. I'm going to stick with an A-League only. Two leg multi, which is Sydney FC into Melbourne Victory, as discussed a little bit earlier.
Okay, and that's paying $3.60, and go for it. What else?
And then the EPL one, I'm going to go with Newcastle to beat Brighton, Crystal Palace to continue that form against Wolves away, and Chelsea to beat Nottingham Forest. So Newcastle into Palace into Chelsea.
Okay, that treble's paying $7.58 with Tab. Mossy, have a great weekend.
I better go answer the call. See you, boys.
Mate.